All right, welcome back to the Heflinger podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about our Mount Kilimanjaro trip, why we're doing it, what we're doing, what we're fundraising for, and just kind of dive into all of that. We thought we'd touch upon all that. So how are you doing today, Dad?
I'm doing well, Kevin.
So yeah, do you want to kick us off talking about, first of all, for anyone who hasn't heard on, seen our social media or anything, what do I mean by our Mount Kilimanjaro trip?
Yeah, so actually, Kevin, I, and Daniel Fraser, he's a gentleman who's had a head injury. We're going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, which is the tallest mountain on the African continent, and it's the tallest freestanding mountain in the world. We're going to climb that this September of 2024. And you may wonder, well, why are we going to climb that? Well, there's a story behind that. But Daniel Fraser is Daniel's 35.
Yeah, I think he's 35.
Yeah, Daniel suffered a head injury and a spine injury 2 or 3 years back, and it was pretty severe. And he's lucky to be alive, honestly, as a neurosurgeon saying that. I mean, he's lucky to be alive, and he's made a spectacular recovery. But one thing that he wanted to do, I think, was do something that he never thought he could do since he's got a second chance at life. And he wanted to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Well, we met his dad fortuitously. Yeah. And his dad actually said that he follows me on social media and wanted to meet me and meet me just for social media, but also to talk about his recovery from his head injury. And he and his dad actually came to Toledo from Tennessee, and they visited us, and we had a nice visit with them and got to meet Daniel. And so Daniel had opened up his computer and there was a picture of Mount Kilimanjaro. And I said, what, you like Mount Kilimanjaro? And he goes, yeah, I want to climb it. And I said, well, Kevin and I have talked about that many times in the past about climbing mountains and start with Mount Kilimanjaro. So there was something there that immediately clicked, you know? And then I'll let Kevin tell a bit more about, you know, why we're doing it. And
you know, it's just such a crazy thing of like, of why things happen in life. And, you know, it's almost like fate sometimes where things come together and it's that final impetus of you take action on it. Yeah. But yeah, me and my dad for a while now, I mean, for last multiple years, we've been very like, we're inspired. We want to climb. And then, you know, life comes up, we've done other different things, but something we've wanted to do in Kilimanjaro was kind of what we want settled on starting with. And then for Daniel, who, he had set this goal early on in his recovery that he was told to set a goal to help him with recovery of what he, that seemed impossible to him. And Mount Kilimanjaro was what he landed on. And so, yeah, he changed his screensaver. He did all this research on it. And so that has been in his mind for 2 years while he's recovering from, a traumatic brain injury and a spine injury. And for that to all come together in over the last several months and us to get to this point of launching that and, you know, helping raising money, for his trip and for, Same You, which is a traumatic brain injury foundation, and that's a charity that they put out educational stuff for people, survivors of traumatic brain injuries, and that was an important one to Daniel, and it helped him in his recovery. So that's one charity we're raising money for, and then also for the Tanzania Health and Medical Education Foundation. And that's just important because, you know, Mount Kilimanjaro is in Tanzania, and my dad is a doctor. He obviously sees firsthand how important health equity and medical access is, and they're trying, and that's exactly what they're trying to do for the people in Tanzania. So it's just a powerful mission. Everyone deserves, you know, access and the ability to have good medical equipment and stuff.
And I mean, it all came together because, I mean, it's something, I mean, obviously we're doing it because we want to. I mean, Kevin and I like to challenge ourselves. I mean, ever since, Brian, my son, died, you know, Kevin's brother, we try to do things that he can't do anymore. And I think we feel very much the same about that. And, you know, we've each done an Ironman and a lot of half marathons and marathons, and Kevin's done an ultra marathon. And we're always trying to challenge ourselves to be better people. And I think, you know, Mount Kilimanjaro is something that's challenging for us, but we want it to be inspiring for us, but maybe for other people to reach for their dreams. And it's certainly inspiring for Daniel. And I think we can use this mission to help other charities. You know, I mean, life's about helping other people. So I think there's a lot tied into one package here. And we formed a GoFundMe page. And that's how we'd like to, you know, have that blow up for the charities. And we're going to pay for Daniel's trip.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, part of it too is, I mean, so I think it's just like with a lot of things in life, you can do things. But until there's a final impetus, you don't fully take action on it. So I think, too, it came together at a good time where we can do something, or Daniel can do this, but we're doing it all together, and it's kind of pushing us to do it. And now we're set on September of this year. I think it's looking like it's going to be September 8th or 9th where we start the climb. It's going to be an 8-day climb. But I think what's more than that, is just that we've grown social media, and how we've used, like, when our social media, when that started getting bigger and bigger, is we want to use it for good, you know, to share good stories, to do good things, and kind of put good out into the world. And this is part of that. Doing this with Daniel, it feels like a special mission, and just trying to do as much good as we can while, you know, also challenging ourselves.
And it will be a special mission. And I think, it's going to be fun for a lot of people to follow along, because, you know, Kevin and I are going to start our training, and he's got something all set up. So we're going to start, you know, training every week, and we want to let people follow along with our training and maybe our diet and what we're doing. And you know, we're going to have to start doing longer walks and carrying things on our back to get used to
rocking. We're going to rock with packs.
And part of it will be our mental. I mean, I think about at night sometimes, you know, when we're up on the top of the mountain or getting near it, I mean, there's 100-foot glaciers up there, and it can get down to -5, -10 degrees, and there's snow. You just wonder, like, how that last day I read about, I mean, it sounds like we have to walk, we start at midnight, walk all the way up to the summit, and then have to walk all the way down halfway the next day. It's going to be a 16, 24 hour day.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a very long, and I don't know, there's something special about climbing, of just being in nature and doing something, I don't know, bigger than yourself, is to me where I think, you know, it'll be right around your 60th birthday. We'll be
near my birthday, September 17th. So
that'll be a cool experience. But
it's going to be exciting. I mean, I hope everybody follows along. We're going to have try to make it very educational, but fun and inspiring.
Yeah, I think too, you know, we always talk about sharing your story and everything else. I think just by doing this, like I was talking to Daniel of trying to, like, we were just FaceTiming him earlier today, and he's going to be on the podcast, and we're going to do some, you know, live videos with him. We're going to go to Nashville, do some stuff in person with him. And as we go, we're going to try to do as much stuff in person as we can, but also we'll be doing virtual stuff. But I think with Daniel too, what's so cool is just, you know, just figuring everything out, just like with any big lofty goal. Something we were discussing earlier today is anything can seem daunting. It was like the same when we're thinking about an Ironman. Think about an Ironman that you have to swim 2.4 miles, bike 112 miles, and then run a marathon, which is 26.2 miles.
All in the same day.
Yeah. That seems insane. Or if you think about getting to the top of a 20,000, almost 20,000 foot peak.
Snow-covered mountain.
Yeah, that, which is Kilimanjaro. It's like 19,340. Not positive, but it's right around there. Think about that. It seems daunting, but it's just like anything in life. I think if you use a real example of it, people can see, like, we're going to be doing this over the next 5 months. They can see our training, the different things we're doing. I'm reading the book on it. We've been consuming. I mean, that's what I do with anything. I bet you do too. Articles online, books, talking to other people.
On YouTube. We've been looking at different trekking companies, you know, and seeing how they work. And, you know, we're just picking out a trekking company. There's a lot of things, the nuts and bolts that we're doing right now.
Yeah. And I think that's also important with all these different things, is just, you just take one step at a time, and it slowly becomes more and more of reality. We've been working on this with Daniel for multiple months before we put that officially out there. And each step and each week and each, like, training walk you go for, it feels more real. See, sometimes you kind of have to just let that, you know, that goal, that longer term goal is there, that big lofty goal is there, climbing this mountain's there. But for now, all I can control is going on like a 5 mile walk today.
Yeah. But also, I think, you know, you can talk about stuff too. At some point, you have to pull the trigger. Like anything in life, like when I thought I was going to do an Ironman, I just said, you know, I'm going to do it. And then I signed up, I paid my money, and then I knew I had to do it. I didn't have to, but that was my incentive. And so I did that a year ahead of time. Trained for a year, and then 2017, I did my first full Ironman. But at some point, you have to say, you know, I'm going to do this and take a chance. And I think that's kind of what life is about a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and I still think the coolest thing is that we have the some living ability as we've grown stuff, you know, doing social media, doing this podcast. Oh, we appreciate everyone who's ever watched or, you know, interacted with any of our stuff. And hopefully you found it useful. And you can check out any of this. I'll put it in the show notes, or you can go on any of our social medias, the GoFundMe page. You can learn more about it. But, you know.
Yeah, go to the GoFundMe page, because it tells, we really explain the whole mission, talk about Daniel, what we really want to accomplish with this and
talk about the charities, the two charities. Yeah. But I think more than that is what some people will comment on stuff. They're excited to follow our journey, or, you know, some people have donated. By no means do you need to donate to any of it, of what we're trying to do. Just follow along. If you think it's cool, just the positive words of support is very, I mean, it is, it's very nice when people, there's always negative people, but there's lots of people that are very encouraging.
Say, like, I'm rooting for you guys.
Yeah. So
you're going to do great. Or there's an occasional person says, you know, I just climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. You're going to love it. Remember that?
Yeah.
That,
yeah. Well, someone said that it's actually world works in the weirdest ways. Is on our second or third podcast episode, someone commented on the episode on YouTube, and they said, oh, I listened to these while I'm training to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. And then they climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, and they had listened part of the while they were training to our podcast. So the world, it just works in mysterious ways sometimes. But I just think it's cool of, you only get one life, trying to do different things. And we hope you guys all follow along. You know, any questions, we're going to try to do more and more stuff like on the podcast and everywhere else. And it, just questions you have of how we're approaching different things or different things you'd want to know about as we do stuff. We want to make it as interactive and cool as possible for
others. And I think as you meet Daniel, you really like him. He's a nice guy and very down to earth, but very motivating. And he's so excited right now to do this because he thought it's something that he could never do. And it, like Kevin said, the stars just aligned. I mean, everything was so odd how it came together. And I'm a neurosurgeon. He's had a head injury. We met Hapstance, you know, and we all wanted to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. So we knew there was something there. We knew this was meant to be, and we're going to make it something really special.
Yeah. So hopefully you guys follow along. And I mean, Daniel, we're trying to, you know, it can get busy sometimes, but hopefully he's going to be, depending when this comes out, he's going to be in one of the next one or two episodes once we can get that finalized, and you guys will hear more for him. He is super inspiring with everything he's doing.
One thing about Kilimanjaro that's interesting, you climb through like seven climate zones, and you start out in the kind of like a rainforest where it's 70, 80 degrees, and then by the time you get to the top, you know, it can be a wind chill of minus 30 degrees. It's just insane to me to think that we're going to go from being in t-shirts, you know, in the rainforest, and then have all this heavy gear on when we get to the top of the mountain, and it can rain along the way. You can have snowstorms. So I think it's going to be a real adventure. And the thing about the adventures, you never know what it's going to be because the weather there can change so quickly in all these different climate zones you go through, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think what's crazy too is, I mean, it's just like anything. There's so many options. There's several different routes you can take. You can do a different amount of days for acclimatization purposes.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Cause I mean, it's important, the acclimatization, because, you know, the success rate is so different. Like if you try to do it in 5 days, the success rate's not very good, is it?
It's like 50 or 60% versus if you do it in 7 to 8 days, it shoots way up to 80, 90%.
Yeah.
And that's acclimatization, for some who don't know, it's you're getting used to the higher elevation. So when you're at like sea level, you have a lot less red blood cells, correct?
Well, Yeah,
percentage wise, and you go up higher, it's hard. Your body's not doing as well because it's used to being at a lower altitude.
Yeah, so it's your oxygen carrying capacity, which is your red blood cells. But you know, at sea level, you know where we are, we have a certain amount of red blood cells and a certain amount of oxygen carrying capacity. But when you get to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, the oxygen, the air is like 50% what it is where we are here, and so it's like breathing through a straw. You don't get enough oxygen, so you only have one alternative, is to gradually build up more red blood cells as you go up the mountain so you can carry more oxygen to your tissue. So if you go up too fast, you don't have enough oxygen, then you can get high altitude sickness and swelling of your brain and your lungs, and you can die. So you have to do it, you know, slowly and let your body acclimate, let your body build up that oxygen carrying capacity in its bloodstream so you can supply oxygen to your organs, you know.
But what you're actually doing is, when you're doing these 5 days, you could technically go up the mountain way quicker, and there's fastest known times, so people like running up different things. But what's key is that a lot of times you climb high and then you sleep low. It's just like if you're climbing Everest or any other mountain, you don't just go up, 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 up. You go up in the day and then you come down and sleep lower, and you slowly build your way up until, and then when you make your final summit push, because you're trying to let those red blood cells build up and you're trying to avoid acute mountain sickness, your systems, and it hits different people. That's the one variable. It's hard. We only live at 500, 600 feet elevation in Toledo, Ohio. It's a variable that you can't account for, is how your body's going to adjust to that. Some people are just naturally able to do better at high altitudes than others.
Yeah, it's not selective. Like, it doesn't matter how healthy you are, how young or old you are, acute mountain sickness can happen to anybody. And so, you know, there's the oldest person to climb Mount Kilimanjaro is 89. And I think the youngest was 7 or 9 years old. They got special permission to do it, but it doesn't matter what age you are. You just have to, your best bet is to go up slowly and acclimate.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're ever, like, nature really is crazy. If you see mountains or other things, volcano, it's for something mountains, it's no easy task, no matter what. You can do all these other, say all these things, but if you're going up over 19,000 feet, it's not an easy task.
I mean, like, to put it in perspective, so when you go out to Colorado and you see those big mountains, those mountains range from 13,500 to 14,000, say 14,000 feet high. Mountains in Colorado are tall. And so think about hiking up to the top of one of those mountains if you've ever gone skiing and gone up that high. So we're going to go up to 20,000 feet. So it's quite a bit higher than that, you know?
Yeah, because then there'll always be people that saying, oh, it's just, so Mount Kilimanjaro isn't technical climbing. So like what you would think about, you know, carabiners and strapping in and climbing, it's a lot less technical. It's more hiking and uphill, but it's not, there's also people, it's not easy, and we're taking it very seriously because it's a different thing. Like, we've done marathons, but everything's unique in its own ways. And then there's people that'll say doing a marathon's not hard. You know, after, if you've done a marathon, people will say that's not hard. A lot of things aren't hard if you can train for them and stay consistent, but that's like a lot of things in life. But so, I mean, overall though, we're super excited. I think it's always, if you can try to do cool things in your life,
it's like a once in a lifetime experience is the way I look at it. And I mean, who gets to do this? Not many people, but, we're going to make the most of it. We're going to document the whole journey, try to do it video and photos and written. And, we hope you guys follow along and we appreciate you watching our podcast.
But also, one last thing too, if you see, the sweatshirts me and my dad are wearing. So over the last several months, we've designed some sweatshirts and t-shirts and long sleeve shirts, but you can see those on, I'll link it in the show notes, but you can see those on drheflinger.com. It's doctor spelled out DOCTOR and then Heflinger, HOEFLINGER.com. But part of the proceeds for all that's actually going to go towards the Kilimanjaro fundraiser, and also eventually Brian Matters, which is our charity. We started after my brother died, and that's to help raise awareness around alcohol and preventing drunk driving. So part of the proceeds of all that will go towards it. I mean, we just designed these.
These are pretty nice. They're very like comfortable. We've got t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, but I think they're awesome. I love mine.
Yeah. So we were just starting because we wanted just some stuff for ourselves. We've been doing all the stuff. We were just designing them and then we were wearing some of them, but then
see it. It's the full logo there,
but a lot of people, we just had them for ourselves, you know, and we thought it were cool. A lot of people were liking them too. So we put those out to the public now too, that's another way you can support if you want. But again, no, don't feel like you need to. We were getting a lot of comments on them, but yeah, so I'm super excited to keep sharing everything about Kilimanjaro. We're going to do different things like that. And please, like we always say, let us know on social media or, you know, at our contact email. Let us know things you'd want us to talk about, or not just with Kilimanjaro, but other topics and anything you want to know about Kilimanjaro or how we're going about this training.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for watching. Great episode today.
Yep. Have a good one. Bye.